Good morning, and welcome to worship at Good Shepherd Anglican Church on Treaty 6 territory on this third Sunday in Lent. If you're visiting with us today, we're happy that you're here. Lent is a penitential season during which we lament the effect sin has on the world and on our hearts, which lead to Jesus' death on the cross. This year, we are incorporating resources from Black Liturgies by Cole Arthur Riley. These resources help us name our grief at the brokenness of the world around us and point to God as the true source of our hope, the place from which we can expect a Savior. Please take a moment of quiet now to prepare your hearts for worship, for the work of worship. Our service will begin in a moment at the sound of a bell.
Gloom crawls around, lapping lasciviously between my toes, at my ankles, and it sucks the strands of my hair. It forgives my heady fling with hope. I'm joined again into its greedy arms. Oh, come, let us worship. We sing together. Grace and peace to you from God. The Lord be with you. This is the day which the Lord hath made. God, who knows loss, we long for the presence of those we've lost, the sound of their voice, their laughter, the way their face moved, a longing so deep it is difficult to articulate. Keep it from consuming us, protect our grief from the grip of despair, and guide us into the kind of remembrance that leads to healing and a clarity of self. Keep watch too over those of us who endure the complexity of losing the imperfect, those who both loved us and have hurt us. Keep us from that cheap form of remembrance that reduces those we've loved into a faultless, polished, uncomplicated caricatures. Let us recall them in the fullness of their humanity. And as we behold their passing into your arms, into the arms of the ancestors, may some portion of their peace find its way to us. Amen. Please be seated. We hear God's word in Scripture.
Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
We pray together a portion of Psalm 63. I can grieve in the wilderness. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a barren and dry land where there is no water. Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place, that I may behold your power and your glory. For your loving kindness is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise. So will I bless you as long as I live, and lift up my hands in your name. My soul is content, as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed, and meditate on you in the night watches. For you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. I can grieve in the wilderness.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, and they were struck down in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not become idolaters, as some of them did, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. And do not complain as some of them did, as were destroyed by the destroyer. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they're written down to instruct us, on whom the end of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out, so that you may be able to endure it. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
We stand to sing, O God, why are you silent?
Thank you. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. At that very time, there were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." This is the gospel of Christ.
Let us pray. Creator, for all your gifts to us, we give thanks. We ask your grace as we gather and discern your word among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Really glad to be with you. I have done very little at Good Shepherd. This is kind of my first time here. It feels a little bit at home with Tom because we were at seminary together in Toronto, and it seems like a really long time ago. We graduated 2009, but a lot has happened in that time in our world and lives, and so it feels a long time. Archdeacon Jordan and I, of course, help in the diocese in various ways, and we've resonated with some of our approaches to ministry. You might not know, one of our youth from St. Augustine's came to be part of your compassion camp a few years ago, and we've resonated on some of our approaches to community ministry and how we are in a place. We both served on the Social Justice Committee. So we had lots of time to chat, and at some point we said we should do a pulpit swap, and it was as easy as that. There's no great design so she's over there, I'm over here. Ask her if she was happy with it, because she had to get up early to do our 8 a.m. service. And I felt like I was sleeping in. 10:30.
Hey, I got it.
Wow, that sounds great. Really glad to be with you and for this third Sunday in Lent. I'm sure you really want me to preach on 1 Corinthians and the gospel, because there's a lot more hellfire in there. And I know that's what you came here this morning looking for, was, you know, trees being chopped down and, you know, people being cast out. And like, that's why we come to church, right? And we'll just leave it at those kind of given intensity to the realities of human life. It speaks to the difficulty of the project and how things can go wrong. But the way, the words that I feel kind of do the work of cutting sinew and bone and opening things up and welcoming us into this part of Lent is from the Isaiah reading.
Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? We'll just start. This is about food. It's about what we eat. And in a culture and a time when you look at the label and you don't know half of the things that are in the food that we're eating, it's maybe a good reflection on food. What are we putting in our bodies? What are we actually consuming in our life? We live in a time where there is lots of fast food, and there's a bit of a veil behind where does it all come from? Where do the cattle come from that are in my burger? Where does this wheat come from? Where does this coffee come from? And occasionally we get little whispers of where it comes from, but it feels, at least to me, like where is this all from? And just to compare that a little bit to going to visit maybe your grandmother, and you know her kitchen well, and she's made you cookies, and you know where she shops, and you know that she thought of you and prayed for you while she was making the cookies. You are her body extending through generations, and she is on her way to becoming your ancestor. And so her prayers are deep and rich, and the cookies taste that much better because they are packed with love. The same way if someone sews you a quilt, and they thought about you in every stitch, and you rest under that quilt, and you know you are wrapped in that person's love. It's a beautiful connection, and the joy of eating and receiving and being a part of something good versus going to the store and grabbing that miscellaneous thing that was made by a machine, and we don't know where it come from and what it will do to us. Why do we spend our money on things that don't seem to have worth, and we don't know what they will do to us? So maybe Isaiah is a bit about food, but of course in Lent and in the scriptures, it means more than that. There is more to that story, and there are more appetites that we think of when we come to these words. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which does not satisfy? How often in our life generally do we labor and spend for worthless things or destructive things? All the greeds, all the lusts, all the power grabs, all the showing off, all the puffing up, all the fighting just to win, all the unwholesome, saccharine, unsatisfying things that are sweet in our mouth but turn to gravel in our belly. How many times in our life do we have an interaction with someone and we come away and we think, what did I just do? What came out of my mouth? Why did I say that? Why did I put so much energy into that stupid little discussion? I had a moment with my son yesterday. We disagreed about which direction the McDonald's was. And he thought it was there, and I thought it was there, and we were on Google Maps, and we were working on the compass, and ultimately I was right. But nevertheless, there was a whole lot of energy that went into this funny little discussion, and we didn't leave on bad terms, but there was a little tension there, and I was left thinking, why was that? Why was there so much there? And that's a small, simple example, but we know there are other stories. My grandpa was estranged from his brother for 40 years, and I wonder, you know, and they did reconcile in the last year of his brother's life. I was grateful for that, but I was left thinking, how does that happen? How can relationships just be so broken that we walk away from them, familial relationships? And I think just about every family I know has some story of disconnection. Don't feel bad if you're part of that. It seems to be are wrestling in our world. But Isaiah asks us, why do we lose ourselves for these things that maybe matter, maybe don't matter? How do we discern that? What do we do with that? The first word of that statement is why. Why is a deepening word. If you want to understand someone deeper, if you want to go deeper in your relationship together, at a tender moment, you can ask them that question. You know, I've always wondered, why is it like this for you? And if you have ears to ear and patience and there's trust in the relationship, you might get an answer. If you ask that question wrong, it can seem like an attack. Why are you doing that? We have to be very careful. Yeah, we know this experience where it's used as an attack.
Yeah.
It's a pretty tender thing and part of our life stories. I hear it in Isaiah as an opening word to invite us into the tender space of Lent and of self-reflection. It goes into what is our inner story? What is going on within, which is sometimes often a fearsome place to go and look in. Some go there easily. Some have probably never darkened the door of their inner life. We each have our own story with that. It touches on what happened to you. What is the reason that you have so much emotion, that you labor so much to please other people, to strive for your worth? Why is it that you spend so much money on that thing? What's the backstory? What goes on inside of you as you get into that? And I'm, just to be clear, I'm getting into therapist territory here. And so, you know, coffee hour is maybe not the time, maybe it is, but you want to be careful about who you do this work with. And you might need a therapist, you might need a priest, you might need someone who is in a role who will sit and listen in confidentiality to help you explore these things. It's a tender work that we enter into. But it is the work of Lent. It is the work of Lent to do this inner work and stare into the reality of our human condition and what God is ever so gently rising up for you to work on this time. And we are in the territory of grace. We are not alone in this work. We are not doing this work on our own. God is with us. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come buy and eat. Everyone who thirsts, come. The lie about feeding ourselves with saccharine things that turn to gravel in our bellies, going after fake things that do not satisfy, spending all that money and time. The lie about that is that the good things are free. We do not have to pay for them. The good things are free. I'm reading a book by Robin Wall Kimmerer called The Service Berry. She has a previous book called Braiding Sweetgrass that follows similar themes. But in the book called The Service Berry, she really goes into, the subtitle is Abundance and Reciprocity in the Natural World. She's a biologist, an indigenous person from the Great Lakes region, and a poet, so it's pleasant to read. She's helping us move as a culture into the giftedness of our existence. She's reflecting on what the foundational economies of our world are. The financial economy is just one. Grandma baking you cookies in her kitchen and passing on the story is an economy. Maybe you know the Greek economy comes from a Greek etymology of household and how things work well in a household. That's the root. That's the foundation. And so what is the basic economy that we exist in? Kimmerer suggests that it is the giftedness of the earth. The service berry, known in this area as the Saskatoon berry, is a free gift of the earth, shared between the picker and the birds, she emphasizes. For the berry to thrive, it needs the birds to come and eat and drop the seeds, often for a gardener to plant it and tend the soil and tend the seedlings, for rain to water the earth, for the earth itself to be fruitful and alive. And this cycle of giving and receiving is the way our world works on so many levels. We did not make this, and yet we receive from it. We have a pie, and we put some labor into it, but the wheat and the berries and the sugar and everything is from the earth. All things are given by the Creator. All we need is here. Often the needful thing is to just stop and pause and see what is right in front of us, move from scarcity to abundance, to receive the gifts with open hands and gratitude. Isaiah 55 speaks of coming to the waters. The river of grace is always running. Did we make the waters of the North Saskatchewan? They're just given. Did we create the living water that Jesus says wells up within us as we receive the gifts of God? No, it's just given. And yet, we rely on both of these rivers as we go through our life. The river of grace is always flowing. It is given to all who are thirsty. It is given without money. We are to listen and delight in it, to delight in the gifts of the earth and of our God, to rely on God's sure love, on the everlasting covenant with David, worked out in Jesus, the covenant of grace. Lent affords us a chance to stare face to face into the reality of our life with love, with courage, with compassion. And we look into ourselves and we ask that gentle question, why do we do that? Why is that pattern there in me? What happened? What am I thinking in that situation? What story am I telling about it? Where does that feeling come from? We go there not to judge and not to condemn, but yes, to be confused. Why do we spend so much energy on those things that leave us feeling hurt and sad and empty? We all do it. We all have this story. You're not special in this way if you're thinking of something or you know what I'm talking about. It's something that is in all of us that we all come to. And in our confusion, in our unknowing, we are all invited. We are invited to come to this table to receive the gift of God given in bread and wine as we remember the death and resurrection of Jesus. We are invited into community. Community, the place, the crucible that is often difficult and helps us learn how our behavior affects others and how we can grow in real love. Family is even more intense in how we work that out. It's a very Benedictine thought that in community we are being made holy. And we are invited to do that tender work of prayer and generosity with ourselves, with God. I know it's been Jordan's practice to offer confession through Lent, and I'll be doing the same after we greet one another. I'll be in the side chapel if anyone would like that private moment to unload something, to share some grief, to receive a word of forgiveness in specific and in confidentiality, to hear the love of God spoken to you in your own place and situation. The only way we can go wrong in this is perhaps to think that we have to do it all ourselves, that we are in it on our own, to close our hands and curse the ground and try and make food out of thin air. No, we reach into the earth. It is teeming with life. We reach into our spirit. It is full and good and connected to the Creator. We learn of Jesus, who lived in the fullness of love and spirit and grace and truth. And we receive the free gift. Stop running. Slow down. Smell, taste, listen, look. God is right here with us, and there are gifts all around. May we have eyes and ears to receive them, and courage to let grace lead us in this way. Amen.
Stand. Let us confess our faith as we say together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear when we pray in the name of your Son. Therefore, in confidence and trust, we pray for the church. Father, enliven the church for its mission. Breathe fresh life into your people. We pray for the world. Creator of all, lead us and every people into ways of justice and peace.
And lead us back to one another,
awaken in us a sense of wonder for the earth and for all that is in it. We pray for the community. God of truth, inspire with your wisdom those whose decisions affect the lives of others. Give grace to all whose lives are linked with ours. We pray for those in need. God of hope, comfort and restore all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Make us willing agents of your compassion. We remember those who have died and those who mourn. We remember with thanksgiving those who have died in the faith of Christ and those whose faith is known to you alone. Give comfort to those who mourn. We praise you for all your saints who have entered your eternal glory. Lord, you have called us to serve you.
God's word to all who turn to Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God has promised forgiveness to all who truly repent, turn to Christ in faith, and are themselves forgiven. In silence, we call to mind our sins. And let us confess our sins together. Merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong we have done, and in the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance. We have sinned in weakness. We have sinned through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Savior Jesus Christ's sake. And renew our lives in the glory of your name. Amen. Through the cross of Christ, God have mercy upon you, pardon you, and set you free. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. God strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in life eternal. Amen. Amen. My friends, would you please stand? As we seek peace with God, so we seek peace one with another. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
We share a simple sign of peace one with another. Who are joining us on Zoom.
Good morning and welcome again to Good Shepherd. If you're visiting with us today, we're happy that you are here. Please do introduce yourself in the chat if you're visiting online, or join us for coffee hour if you're here in person. Are there any birthdays or anniversaries or other events to be blessed? Yes. Wonderful granddaughter and sister. Oh, great-granddaughter. Nice. Wonderful.
Your cookies are extra good, hey?
What's up? I'm reading right now. Hey, Joanne. Okay. Yeah, Stefan.
It's Mary and Mike's anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Great granddaughter and grandsons. A lot of greats right now. That's wonderful back there. Okay, and a mother's birthday. Yeah. On the 21st was birthday. Happy birthday. Okay, we'll pray to bless those in a minute here. Thank you, Jonathan, for being with us today, for delivering God's word to us. It's good to share with our diocesan family. Jonathan will be available to hear confessions like Jordan does. If you want to confess your sins to someone you don't know and won't see again, well, now is your chance. The photo directories continue to be available for folks pictured in them. If you've joined since that time, please speak to Archdeacon Jordan when she's back about purchasing one of our limited edition extra copies. The Kiana Interfaith Singing Community meets Tuesday at Temple Beth Orah. Register on their website, templebethorah.org. Kids Can Crochet meets next Saturday. Please register with Natalie so that they can provide adequate materials. The last one was a wonderful success. Many kids had an awesome time, and many adults had an awesome time. So I would encourage you, if you have any desire to put yarn together, this would be a great event to come out to. Next Sunday is Green Growing Sunday with a twist. We heard your feedback that the way that the Neurodiverse Family Service interacts was more impactful than our usual Green Growing Sunday format. So we are utilizing some of the resources we learned from them this month. So come check it out next Sunday. Finally, we just want to reiterate an announcement from our weekly roundup. The people who are living outside are still people made in the image of God. We don't have to put ourselves in danger or let our property be disrespected, but neither does God allow us to shake them, yell at them, or otherwise treat them like they are not a person made by God, loved by God, redeemed by Jesus, and part of Jesus' family. If you do have concerns or questions, please come speak with me or Clarence or Jordan. If you came in early today, you saw there was a fellow out sleeping there. They got up on their own. They left with no concern. If you do have concerns, though, about safety or any other thing related to people sleeping outside, yeah, please do talk to us so that we can address it as an entire group. Thank you very much. So I'll leave to you to bless the birthdays and anniversaries.
Maybe I can just give, thank you, Anthony, one shameless plug. I'm part of a group planning a conference June 7th. It will be around discipleship and spiritual formation. It won't be a talking head conference. We have 12 different leaders who will be offering different experiences in faith development options. So you'll have about 40 minutes with someone to experience something, debrief it a little bit, and we're hoping to get at least two people from every parish so you can experience it, talk about it, and say, oh, I'd love to bring this back. And it doesn't have to be clergy. We don't, you know, just start something, get permission, go for it. There are so many different things we can do in that way as we look at what's really been helpful for us in our growth in Christ. So June 7th, posters will be out in the next 2 weeks here. So giving thanks for all those who have named a celebration, let us pray together. God, our Father, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, brought great joy to Mary and Joseph. We give thanks for all these named who are celebrating a birthday, anniversary, someone in their life today. May they grow in your faith, hope, and love. We ask this in the name of our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And we can continue chatting after the service with coffee. For now, we continue preparing to gather at the table, and we gather in song. Let us pray for all we offer to God this morning. To you, Lord, belongs the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right indeed. It is our joy and our salvation, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, at all times and in all places, to give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, your Son. You are the source of all life and goodness. Through your eternal word, you have created all things, and from the beginning formed us in your image. Male and female, you created us. When we sinned and turned away, you called us back to yourself and gave your Son to share our human nature, who, though tempted in every way as we are, yet did not sin. Through him, therefore, may we triumph over sin and grow in grace. Therefore, with the faithful who rest in him, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Glory and thanksgiving to you, Holy Father. On the night before he died, your Son, Jesus Christ, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, to remember me." Glory to you, Lord Christ. Your death we show forth, your resurrection we proclaim, your coming we await. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Therefore, loving God, recalling your great goodness to us in Christ, his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate our redemption with this bread of life and this cup of salvation. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, which we offer through Christ, our great high priest. Send your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine which we receive may be to us the body and blood of Christ, that we, filled with the Spirit's grace and power, may be renewed for the service of your kingdom. United in Christ with all who stand before you in earth and in heaven, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing, honor, and glory be yours, here and forever, now and forever. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands are unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. Draw near and receive the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ in remembrance that he died for us. Let us feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. We pause in gratitude for what we have received this day. I'd invite you to please stand. Faithful God, in this communion, you increase our faith and hope and love. Lead us in the path of Christ, who is your word of life. Amen. Grant, Almighty God, that your people may recognize their weakness and put their whole trust in your strength, so that they may rejoice forever in the protection of your loving providence. Through Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We go out in song. I'll just say it's so good to be with you. I look forward to chatting a bit more, and I'll be in the chapel in a little bit to begin confession for any who would wish. Maybe sometime you can go to St. Augustine's and I'll send people this way, and more than just the pastors can get to switch. What was said in the announcements were, we're a diocesan family. I've heard it said that the local unit of the Anglican Church isn't the parish, but the diocese. And there's a lot of strength there and a lot of places we can grow. So thank you for all you're doing in this place and the way you are living out God's life and kingdom here. So thank you for, on behalf of the rest of us, for that you are doing. Let us sing. Thank you for the music.
Thank you.
Go now to love and serve the Lord. Go in peace.